The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by senior assistant teacher and the leader of Boundless Way Copenhagen, who has flown over the pond to join us. Esther Sogenfried, though.
So the sounds of our rest practice period now merging back into stillness. The fan has quieted down, the day is turning slowly into evening. The sun setting behind the trees that are much bigger than trees at home for me. But still the sun is setting in the same way, and tomorrow it will rise again. As I felt into what is alive right now, here, now, together with all of you and inside of me. And this question came up that often begins a retreat or even a sesshin, as I seem to remember. We've begun sesshins like this too, with the question, what brings you here? What brings you back? And even on a much smaller and more immediate scale, from moment to moment, what brings you to this moment and what brings you back when you've gone off wandering down the lanes of thought and memory, perhaps missing something or longing, wanting something. Perhaps sitting with the koan of your life or the koan in the curriculum that you reach to. So what is it that brings you here? Of course, I have to ask myself that question too, having flown quite a ways, leaving family behind and telling a somewhat understanding boss, I am taking off again. And for me, the question is answered with, what brings me here is love. What brought me to the path in the beginning, or what just brought me to spiritual practice, was this wanting to know better the heart. The broken heart, the heart broken open, I find is more precise. And I was fortunate enough to meet a teacher that said it is not a problem that the heart breaks open 100 times a day. Ah, what a relief. For as long as I can remember, this heart inside of me has been touched by almost everything at times, it seems. And this practice that we share here now, I find is so helpful. So helpful to show ways into this great matter of life, of love, of being a human being with this capacity for love. We often talk about suffering, an end of suffering, and no end of suffering. For me, the ways of the heart shows us a direct entry point into suffering and end of suffering. Yesterday, someone referred to Leonard Cohen's sentence, "Hospital of the Heartbroken." And today, as I walked with that sentence and sat with it, it came up every once in a while, I thought maybe this is more like a hotel for the hearts that break open, that are willing to break open and allowing this touching and being touched by life itself, by this moment. Sound of the fan or the sound of the wind in the trees, a hummingbird hovering over a flower, squirrels racing over the ground, sound of the breath of the person next to you, the intimacy with yogurt not easily handled in the oryoki bowl, the spilling of berry sauce all over. This wonderful opportunity we have to enter in and explore this love that we probably all have for the Dharma that brought us here for many days on end. The love for life, for waking up, for being here now together. Thank you.